Welcome back to another episode of the Nobody Cares Anthony podcast. We're going into the new year, 2025. We're with Jackie and Packy.
Hello.
We're going to try to make Jackie a regular. We're working hard. She's very busy. She's committed, but you never know. So hopefully she can continue to come back.
What was just in your mouth?
What?
What was in his mouth? A vape.
A piece of hair.
Why do you have a piece of hair in your mouth?
It's probably pubes.
Why are they that close to your face?
Because, you know, sometimes you do a little scratch and you do a pinhead bite.
You scratch under your pants?
I'm just kidding. No. I usually don't have chapped lips, and I have chapped lips.
So it's a piece of skin?
Yes.
And you were just tossing it on your friend's apartment floor?
You know how many fingernails I've spit on your floor, dude? Continue your monologue.
No, I want to address the fact that you just ripped skin off of your face and threw it on my floor.
Put it in your pocket next time. I just glanced over
put
to my left.
And in
just...
my pocket?
Or eat it.
I didn't throw it. I didn't throw it on the floor.
Where'd you put it?
I ate it.
You didn't eat it.
I literally went like this.
Roll it back.
Yeah, we're going to have to fucking play the tape in post-production. Anyways, welcome to another episode. And so Jackie had a great idea. Jackie's like my mother when it comes to a lot of things. She's got all these great ideas. So she felt like, and along with my mother, actually, my mother said the same thing you said. We needed to have a little bit more structure with the podcast. You know, this last couple months, we're just getting our feet wet, figuring out our radio voice, you know, what we want to talk about, what we want this thing to look like. So we decided to just give it a little bit more structure. We're going to play some games. We're going to have topics kind of ready to go to make it more streamlined. And we'll see how that goes.
Did you guys have a good New Year's?
It was great. Very, very good New Year's. Didn't stay up till midnight, but it was a great New Year's.
Same.
Oh, so we're anticipating that we're going to post this after New Year's. But what if I decide to go to Mexico?
God.
I still might.
Jesus.
Go to Miami
Christ.
Or something. We can be honest with people. We can just tell them, hey, we've been slacking with the episodes.
35 going on 22.
That joke really fucking landed. Like that flight. Did you see that flight in South Korea blow up? That's how the joke just landed. Didn't go over well.
That's because you felt something way about it. I think
only two people survived. Did you see that? That was crazy. They couldn't get the landing gear down. So they said, we'll just try to glide and land it softly without the landing gear. A South Korean passenger plane. 168 people died.
That's insane.
In South Korea. They tried to land without landing gear. And it blew up. Because of the heat, the sparks just like caught the jet engine fuel compartment on fire and it blew up.
I don't understand why planes aren't built like...
Why didn't they go on water?
I don't know.
You ever watch
a nice gentle glide on the water?
I think it doesn't work like that. They had that guy, that one guy, was it Captain Sullivan?
Yeah.
That landed on the Hudson.
Yep. Now, have you ever seen the Wild Thornberrys?
Yes, but it's a hazy.
It's of course a hazy memory.
The
they had a camper that'd push a button and a boat would come at the bottom. Why wouldn't they make an inflated device that goes along the whole bottom of an airplane? So when it does land on an ocean, it can go woof, and then the whole bottom is just
like
a boat.
Like chitty chitty bang bang.
So you're just floating like a boat.
Well, I think the reason why they do that is because they have, think about how many airplanes there are.
Tons.
Right? Like hundreds of thousands of, like in the sky at any given time, there's X amount of planes.
Yeah.
Whatever that number is, it's shocking to know that in the sky right now, there's X amount of planes. So you take all the flights that happen in the history of time. And plane crashes are like shock attacks. They don't really happen.
I know.
You know what I mean? So, like, we're going to equip every plane with this new fucking moon bounce at the bottom of it. I don't think they would do that.
Why are we surpassing my reference to Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Uh-oh. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. We love you.
What's that from?
What?
You never seen Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Josh.
Dick Van Dyke?
Please.
Julia?
Do me a truly scrumptious.
What? No, yeah, Josh, first thing you do, look up
truly
the year of
scrumptious.
This.
That's
no,
her name.
What's the actress?
What year did this come out?
Mary Poppins, right?
No.
She was in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
No, she wasn't.
It came out 19...
Are you
does that
sure?
say 1966?
Dick Van Dyke was in it.
Yes.
That played, but not Julie Andrews.
Julie Andrews, that's one thing enough.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, yeah, it came out 1968.
Yeah, so
that makes sense why you would know it. You were in high school, right? I'm kidding. I'm joking. But why do you know it, Packy?
Because it's a classic children's movie.
Never watched it.
How about Mary Poppins? You ever see Mary Poppins?
Probably.
Came around the same time as
You've
this.
You've never watched
no,
Mary Poppins?
No, my favorite like old school movie that I've ever seen, besides like anything with, I've seen everything with Paul Newman. He's great.
Yeah. He's,
like The Hustler, those movies and shit. But The Sound of Music is my mom's favorite movie.
Yeah, it's a great
hills
movie.
Are alive with the sound of music. A doe, a deer, a female deer.
That's Julie Andrews, right?
I don't know her name.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Julie Andrews. Me, my name.
So is I bet everyone in that movie's dead.
Stop. No, no, not. They're not.
Dick Van Dyke's still alive. He's not in that movie, but Dick Van Dyke's still alive.
Okay, what does that have to do with The Price of Eggs? We're talking about The Sound of Music, and you're like, oh, Dick Van Dyke's still alive. He's not in the movie.
Dick Van Dyke's the same age as Julie Andrews, and he was in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Right. And
Yeah. If my grandmother had wheels, she would have been a bike.
I love the movie
Chitty
Chitty Bang Bang.
That's not the right comparison. Not, we didn't do What If.
Josh, can you put on one song for me?
If my grandmother had wheels, she would have been a bike. Isn't a what if only?
It's
a what you're saying has no bearing on
the
what
doll
I'm saying.
The music
it's like,
box.
What's that have to do with the price of
X? I just
want
Anthony to see it. Maybe we can reenact it.
There's Dick Van Dyke.
I can tell you, I'll never watch this movie.
Why?
Why? I'll bring it over.
Bring it over? We're like a DVD? You just order it.
Watch this.
Fire song.
Smithing a doll on a music box that's wound by a key.
Why has it a rapper not put this on a beat?
How
probably
can
have.
You tell? I'm under a spell. I'm waiting for love.
All right, cut it. We're going to watch the whole fucking movie?
Kiss.
All right, yeah, I can tell you I'll never watch that. Glad you guys got to
Do you know what's
it.
Wicked scary? There's a guy that has candy and lollipops. In that movie, and he literally gave me PTSD. It's like a kidnapper.
What's a movie where there's he's like a musician and he's like chasing a little girl through like one of those like
the Bumblebee one?
No, it's an older movie. He's a weird looking dude and he's chasing a girl through what's like the maze. What do they call the maze? They have it in The Shining.
Oh,
it's a grass
maze.
No, the grass ones.
I think.
I thought it was a
labyrinth. A labyrinth.
Okay.
It's a labyrinth.
What's a movie with the labyrinth? Labyrinth. All right, look this up. Labyrinth.
Why are you saying it like that?
Is it labyrinth? Yeah, that movie. See that guy? Who's that guy?
No, it's
David Bowie.
David Bowie. That's what my dog looks like.
Yeah, that David Bowie in that movie gave me fucking nightmares. Labyrinth.
TriStar Pictures announces the collaboration of three extraordinary talents. Jim Henson, creator. George Lucas, creator of the Star Wars saga. And one of the most innovative forces in modern entertainment, David Bowie.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Raja looks like David Bowie in The Labyrinth.
Together, they will take you into a dazzling world. Fantasy.
David Bowie has Tina Turner here in this movie, and it freaked me out.
A world where anything seems possible, and nothing is what it seems.
All right, we can cut it. Was the Pan's Labyrinth made after that movie? Modeled after that movie? Maybe. All right, we keep going. We do this.
That's good, though. That's good. We're flowing. That's good. Keep it rolling.
Are you checking your fucking Snapchat?
I was seeing if I had a picture of my dog looking like David Bowie.
Top five. Welcome to top five segments that nobody cares about with Nobody Cares Anthony and Friends. Is that what we're going to call it?
Yep.
Top five segments that nobody cares about with Nobody Cares Anthony and Friends.
Top five topics.
Top five topics nobody cares about. Hold on. I got leave all this in packing when you're doing the cuts. Top five topics nobody cares about with Nobody Cares Anthony and Friends.
Good? Do it one more time. I want you to have a little bit more pizzazz.
Top five topics that nobody cares about with Nobody Cares Anthony and Friends.
That was good.
Should I do it in one of my voices?
I want Packy to do
it. Top five things nobody cares about with Nobody Cares Anthony and his friends. Is that good?
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Topic number one, New Year's resolutions. It's fitting. And you know what? We'll say this before. We're going to start with Packy, then we're going to go to Jackie, then we're going to go to Anthony. I will say this about New Year's resolutions. Before we get to mine, right, I'm going to leave a little cliffhanger because I'm going last. I'm really serious about mine. Never in my life have I done a New Year's resolution. I've probably said what mine's going to be maybe a handful of times. Never actually done it. This year, I'm going to try to do it. Packy, what's yours?
Mine, I'd like to eat healthier this year because I just got sick and I'm so unhealthy that I felt like if I was healthier, I wouldn't be sick. Seeing how I called one of my friends the second I was sick and he's at the gym and he goes, if you weren't as unhealthy and fat and gross, probably wouldn't be as sick as you are now.
That's mean.
So, but he's not wrong. So I just want to be healthier. I want to eat healthier. So every meal has like a vegetable with a protein and that's it. No starch.
I don't know if I could like... do it though with you. I like you the way you are. I can't picture you what you would look like if you like
I'd
lost
weight. I like myself
weight.
No matter what I look like. I just don't want to feel like shit every day.
But like if you lost weight and I saw what your actual chin looked like, I don't think I'd feel comfortable with that. I like looking at you the way I look at you now.
You know what the bad part is? Like I said, when I was sick, I didn't eat for like 2 or 3 days, so I lost weight. And when I lose weight, my ears flip out. So I get skinny and the jowls go small.
What do you mean they flip out? Like they cause a scene? What are you talking about?
They go out more. I look like a monkey, dude. When I get skinny, I look like a monkey.
Jackie? So, no, Packy, what do you think percentage-wise, what do you think the chances are that you actually follow through?
At longest, I'll fall off by... Valentine's Day, when my kids bring home Valentine's Day, cook candy.
So a month and a half.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight, Jackie. So a New Year's resolution is something that you're supposed to do for the whole year.
Correct.
And then by that time, hopefully it's instilled in you. And then the next year you think of something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To better yourself.
All right. Okay. So Packy gives himself till mid-February.
6 weeks.
Good. Jackie?
And my career's tougher.
No, you just get one.
My career's tougher.
Oh, your career.
My career is tougher.
So you're already creating excuses.
Why don't you just do like a meal plan? Like pre-made meals?
A what?
A meal plan.
Meal plan.
Meal prep?
Yeah.
Plan. Yeah, prep. Sure.
It's prep.
Meal prep plan.
Idiots. Yes,
okay,
it's prep.
Meal plan is
but
still
like,
a thing.
People that come and deliver your food and it's already prepped for you.
Never heard of that before.
What?
Is that a meal
There's
plan?
Like a bunch of companies. What's the one that the guy from our area does? Nutra?
Yeah, Nutra.
Factor?
Nutra. Factor does too.
All right, I can do that.
But support somebody local. There's a guy locally that does one. Nutra, it's called. N-U-T-R-E.
Nutra. Yeah. Is it more expensive because it's local?
You can afford it.
It's definitely affordable.
Okay.
If you
and they deliver it to your house.
I will. If you buy it for me, I'll stick to it.
Okay. I'll talk to the Nutra guy. We follow each other on Instagram.
Look at that.
All right, Jackie, what's yours?
So for the past 8 years, no, I'm just kidding. The past 5 years, it's been to be like an early, more productive human. So like get up at like 5 a.m. and start my day.
And so
I'm going to continue to say it.
So
I'm not done.
You haven't done it?
Mm-mm.
See, 5 years in a row, same resolution. You've never done it.
Yep.
Okay.
And then, my second one is to find the who's to help me.
Leave it to a woman to do more than one. You know what I mean? You get one.
Why?
What was your second one?
To find like people to help me with my business, like hire someone full time.
So start delegating.
Yes.
Okay. I mean,
well, I'd say 6 years the charm.
How do you, after 5 years of not accomplishing your resolution, what's going to make this year different? How do you approach it? You're going to try it to approach it in a different way, learn from years past, or you're just going to keep, you're going to be 70 and then it's going to be get up early.
Well, I wake up early. Well, so let me just say one thing. My baseline wake up time is about 6 to 6:20 a.m.
You want to get up earlier than that?
Yes. Like 5.
Mine too. I'm 6.
You want to get up at 5? What are you, Mark Wahlberg? What are you going to do?
Start the whole day.
Well, you're going to get your kids up at 5? No.
No.
So what are you going to do?
The point is get stuff done before the kids get up.
You're going to do like work?
Yes.
Yes.
Or like be able to like take a minute and breathe and have coffee. and maybe you know what you should do before fucking they
can
get
I
up.
Give a suggestion?
What?
You set your alarm. So they say this about alarms. When your alarm gets off, get up. Immediately get up. Stand. If the first thing you do when you in the morning is like check your emails, see your notifications, right? And you do it in bed normally because your phone's on your nightstand, it's charging. You wake up, alarm goes off. You grab your phone to shut it off. Now you're in bed checking your notifications. Don't do that. Alarm goes off, stand. So maybe have your phone charging and plug it in like in the corner of the room where you'd have to get up to shut it off.
Yeah, my goal is also and, to have and, my phone downstairs, not in, in my room.
But how are you going to set an alarm?
An alarm clock? I can get an
alarm clock.
Alarm clock, okay. And as soon as it goes off, you stand right up. Stand right up. And then you drink water and you wait like a solid hour and a half before you have anything caffeinated.
Are these your resolutions or mine?
No, it's yours and I'm trying to help you achieve it considering. No, but I have gotten in the routine of getting up early in the past and I slipped away from it. But when I did do a good job of it, I did research on how to go about it. And that's the best way is to you hear the alarm, you get up right away, you chug water, you wait an hour and a half until you drink
and
coffee.
And you get kidney stones.
And I did it for kidney stones as a result of how I've lived my entire life.
Kidding.
And I'm gonna add in go for a walk.
Yeah.
Good.
Go for a walk.
I agree with that.
That's your
mine?
Yeah.
He just made my structured morning routine.
My New Year's resolution, and people are going to think I'm joking around because I joke around a lot, but I'm being serious, and okay. I'll elaborate on why I'm being serious. No porn. No porn. Like pornographic websites and stuff. And it's something that it's like an awkward conversation to have. No one wants to publicly address it, but it's a huge problem for people for a lot of reasons. I'm not like fully addicted to porn, but it's become like I've been single for so long, it's a habit and it's a bad habit because
how many times do you watch porn a day?
Once a day at least.
Once a day, really?
Well, it's usually at night before I go to bed.
How many times do you watch it?
Once every couple days. Once.
And he's married. I'm single, so it's more of a concern for him than me.
That's what I'm saying.
But the reason why is because one, if you get in the habit.
It's normal when you're married to watch.
Yeah, Packy, when someone's talking, you shut the fuck up and let them talk.
Stop.
Thanks.
You never interrupt. You're right. Can you continue?
Packy definitely took Klonopin's or Xanax today because he's never acted like this. We've done 17 episodes and all of a sudden he's.
Maybe I'm putting my foot down now.
Yeah. Okay. So one of his friends listened to an episode and they were like, Packy, you need to learn to stick up for yourself. And this is his attempt to try.
Episode two. Yeah,
He was like, let me be more annoying today than I usually am times 50. And then when Anthony combats me on being annoying, I'm going to put my foot down and make myself turn into somebody that's even more annoying.
Happy New Year.
Anyways, my resolution, before I got cut off in the middle of a fucking sentence by Packy, who can't read the room, the whole reason why we have headphones on is so you can hear when the other person's speaking so you don't interrupt. It's not a fucking fashion statement. Anyways.
Continue.
Not only does it create intimacy issues, right? Whether that be erectile dysfunction, not to say that I'm having problems with that. Whether it be, like you're not as into it with your partner than you normally be. You don't have sex as often once you do settle down with somebody. Psychologically, it's just like it affects you, right? It fucks with like your mood and stuff like that. There's like been all sorts of research done on it.
Oh yeah.
It messes with your brain essentially. So it's not good for people that struggle with depression, anxiety, anything like that. And at the same time, it's a very gross industry. Right. If you think about from a morality standpoint, what some of these women go through and you might stumble upon a video and it's like you don't know, like if this girl was like drugged or you know what I mean? It's just like morality standpoint. It's a gross industry.
In order for you to achieve success with your New Year's resolution, what are you going to do?
I think it's like a cold turkey thing. And I think one of those things where if. Say I go 5 days and I don't do that, right? And on the sixth day, I screw up. That doesn't mean, out the window. Yeah. Now I'm just going to be watching porn. You kind of, all right, I screwed up. Let's try to do another 5 days. And then you eventually just train yourself to not do it at all.
Got
but
it.
Also, So it was intimacy issues. It was the morality standpoint of it. And I wanted to talk about people of like my generation that are my age. When I was growing up, there wasn't like when I first started to masturbate, right? There wasn't. I know it's we're adults. I had to look at a magazine, right?
Or Google.
And it's more everywhere. It's more tasteful when it's in a magazine, and it doesn't create intimacy issues because it's more you're tasteful. Looking at it on a piece of paper, right? Yes. So if your girlfriend walks in the room, you're still going to be fired up for her. Yeah. But when you watch these videos where it's like they're spitting in each other's mouths, they're drop kicking each other, like it just gets crazy and crazier and crazier. And so I grew up with like, all right, now I'm watching it on like a dial-up modem where it's like you're not filtering through a bunch of different videos. You finally get one video to load.
That's the one.
And then there was like you'd be at, you know, you'd find like videotapes hidden somewhere. Yep. You know what I mean? And then it just gradually got more and more wild and wild and wild. And now you can go on a porn site and find a girl fucking a bear.
Anything
you know what I mean? Like it's just gotten crazy.
Anything.
And it's just gross and it's there's morality issues there. So I'm gonna my New Year's resolution.
So here's a question I have for you.
I don't have
Cutting out masturbation totally?
No.
So you can dry rub in the shower or something like that.
All right. Well, we don't have to talk about like what lubricants I'm gonna use. Like as long as I'm not watching
dry
porn.
Rub. Yeah. Isn't that what you do to like pork?
Like seasoned
like
chicken.
Dry like a dry rub? That was fucking foul.
Season a turkey
like,
with
talking
it.
Like a non-lotion smack.
I use lube.
Really? Okay.
I use, like, I use warming sensation. All right. Anyways,
your female audience is primarily 40.
No, but
women.
Like that's I know my
and they'll
my
appreciate that.
Masturbation is something that like. It's a big problem, and men don't talk about it enough.
It's true.
Nobody's talking about it, and it's a bigger problem than people
Anthony
think.
Anthony is just the advocate for all the things.
All the problems.
Should we get into what else I'm an advocate about?
No.
Okay, all right, fine. All right. Pussies.
You can't. I don't care, but she does.
Topic two.
What is topic two?
Go to the notes.
Oh, so we're going to talk about Mr. Beast TV show and maybe touch on Squid Games. But if anybody's listening that don't know who Mr. Beast is, he's this guy that started on YouTube, and his story is he got a brand deal for $10,000, and the next video he made, he was giving the $10,000 away, and he just built off that into the point where
that's
like
how he got like that.
Yeah.
His first video was
is that him on the thing?
No.
So I wouldn't know who he is if you showed me a picture. And my kids do.
But you would look at him and say, oh, I've seen him before.
Yes. Okay.
But maybe I can't name that he's Mr. Beast. So he's one of the most popular people on YouTube. And it's one of the first times I've seen somebody like that get a show on a big streaming platform. So he has his own game show on Netflix called like the Mr. Beast Show or whatever. And in the first episode, he gave away more money than any game show's ever given away.
Shut up.
He did it in episode one. And at the end of the series, someone's going to win $5 million. And it started with 1,000 contestants. And in the first episode, he gave away like a couple million the first episode. Not to one person, but like some people won 200,000, some people won 10,000, some people won a million, whatever. And it's like the most elaborate, crazy game show you've ever seen in your life. So this is it. So before you play any clips from it, my one takeaway from it, and I was actually laughing so hard about it, is in every episode, every 5 minutes, there's somebody crying. It's people are crying about like them getting voted off or their friends getting voted off. They legit, every episode, every 10 minutes, is somebody crying. I'm like, I've never seen more people crying in a fucking TV show in my entire life. And the craziest thing I've ever seen is they were down to like a couple hundred people. And they split it into four teams. So maybe like, four teams, maybe like 30 or 40 people per team. And each team had to vote one person to be their representative that they trust. Make sure you pick somebody that you trust because we're going to offer them money. And if they take the offer, then their whole team gets voted out.
So if it was us three, hypothetically, if it was us five, who are we putting up there for a team?
We'd have to pick one that
we
trust.
Who would we pick?
I'd pick you. I'd pick Jackie.
Who do you pick?
that would trust that none of that they wouldn't do.
So let me explain more of the premise. So it was Mr. B said before it started, you guys got to pick one person out of your group of 40 that you trust. And each group, their representative is going to have an opportunity to win money. And they, if they take the money, everybody on their team loses, is out, eliminated. So make sure it's somebody that you trust. And the five people got on stage, and he had a big screen, and the money kept going up. And he said, there's going to be a drop-off point where it's your final offer, and I'm not going to tell you what that is. And the money went, and keep in mind, the winner of the show wins $5 million. The money went up to $1 million. And he said, when it was like a quarter of the way through, oh, yeah, and by the way, if you select the money, like to take home the money, and you hit that button, not only do you win the money, but you get to stay. And your whole team is eliminated, but you get to stay. And mind you, if they do team exercises, like they're different every episode. So this is going to be the 40 people that you're on the same team with throughout the show.
They didn't know that until they got up there.
They got up there and then he announced, by the way, you get to stay and you get the money.
And the rest of your team's gone.
And it went up to $1 million and nobody pressed the button.
That's a solid.
And everybody got the stay.
I'd say I wouldn't push. If that was the case, if it was relying on all five of us, we're on the same team.
Well, you got to understand that most of the people on most of the contestants, they don't know each other besides from being on the show.
If you're on a show
to win money and you want to win, right? You want to win the money, and the grand prize is $5 million,
and he's gonna
give there's still 300 people left. And I can win $1 million now and still get on the show. What am I here for? For good PR? For people to think I'm a good person? Or, like, am I so morally conscious that these people trusted me and I'm not going to be an asshole?
Strangers? They're getting fucked.
Yeah,
I'm
fuck
taking the
you,
money.
Dude. I have a family.
But he would fuck us if he had the opportunity. What are you talking about?
If it was us five, I wouldn't take the money if it was us five because I wouldn't fuck y'all. But if it was strangers.
But hypothetically, if you didn't know that all of us in this room, right?
Yeah.
And we had to nominate one person to be a representative.
I'd say me, because I wouldn't fuck any of y'all. I know, guarantee I wouldn't screw any of y'all over.
And you would pick?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't put it past Josh or Flick. Like, I'm saying, in the sense of, like, I think that there's a possibility that they could get up and not fuck us over. But I haven't known them as long as I've known you two. And I know Packy, like, cares about other people more than he cares about himself to a degree that I've never experienced anyone else in my life. To the point where it's kind of, he needs to weigh the balance beams a little bit more in his favor. He gives too many people the benefit of the doubt. But that's a conversation for another episode.
Yes. You can't pick yourself either.
You can't pick yourself. And I would pick Jackie because I think Jackie has reached up in Ellen, if you're listening. I'm joking. Leave that in, Becky. Leave that in. Don't elaborate. I think that she is at a point in her life where, you know, she's turned over a new leaf the last 10 years, and she enjoys that about her, that she is somebody that people can trust, that people can go to, and she doesn't want to do anything to stray away from that narrative. So she's somebody that you can trust, right?
Good. I like it.
Why didn't you like that? The way I worded it?
Yeah, a little bit.
I could have worded it differently, but like...
But no, it was nice.
You're saying at the end because I'm saying it in a way where it's only for the narrative and you don't actually
get... I'd probably pick Packy.
Thank you.
So we can all agree that I'm the last person anybody in this room is picking.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
1,000%.
I pick Anthony.
Thanks, Josh.
I pick Josh.
He did that because you pay him the big bucks.
It's not big bucks. It's a fair amount. It's not big bucks. It's a fair amount. It's a number that still stresses me out. We don't talk about it.
Oh my God.
Flick,
who are you picking?
Hi,
Josh.
I'm not picking Flick.
Flick would say, fuck y'all.
Yeah, but it's different. So it's we're all on a show with an opportunity to win $5 million. And we're choosing who's going to get up there.
Okay, we're not doing this again.
Right?
I understand.
But that's what we're saying right now?
Yeah, I'm pressing the button.
Yeah, no shit. That's why no one picked you.
Yeah, exactly. but there's a caveat. I'm pressing the button. I'm taking home $1 million. You got to think, I'm gonna probably get $650,000 from it after taxes. Let's call it $600,000 after taxes.
Oh my god! Anyway,
and so I would give each of you $10,000,
and you'd be dead because you'd be on
ten.
Yeah. What do you want?
Did you say 50? $10,000?
No. What do you? So I win $600,000 after taxes, and I'm giving away $100,000. I'm giving $200,000 away.
You get $400,000.
You're getting $10,000. You're not gonna be happy with it.
No. I'd be very happy with it, but I'd still be like, wow, that's. That's the difference between me and you. Is that
I would, 25.
I would divide it. If I walked out with 600,000, I'd give split it up by five evenly with everyone.
Yeah, so ready? He says 10 right now. Imagine if the money was in his bank account and he was really divvying it up.
Oh, I'd never talk to any of you.
Yeah.
I'm joking. I'm kidding. I don't know where I'd be without Jackie. Packy, Josh, and Flick. No, I'm kidding.
Do we want to watch this trailer?
Yeah.
For the Mr. Beast games?
Sure. Yes.
Never seen him.
It is like a Squid Game type thing.
It's based off of Squid Game.
It is?
Yeah.
Is that why you have that outfit on, Packy?
Yeah. I look good, don't I? And Squid Game too.
Everyone's crying.
Is this out already?
Yeah, they're three episodes in.
I need to watch it.
Every 5 minutes, someone's crying. I'm like, why are you crying for strangers?
I did see a clip of that show. It was three people in a room. And there was the agreement they had to do was say either all three of you are out or all three of you have to agree on one person to vote out. And they were like, all right, let's do a game. There's a trash can. Let's do bottle cap into the trash can. First kid shoots it and misses. He goes, ah.
No, so there was 50. There was like 50 boxes.
Yeah.
They had 5 hours to decide one of you guys is gonna leave. Okay, well,
I want to watch it.
Okay, yeah, same for the listeners.
And then I guess like something happened where the kid's like, "Never mind, we're all out." They're like, "What, dude?"
Yeah, that was a good episode. That was the last episode.
I never saw it. That's the only clip all I saw.
I would watch it.
Spoiler alert.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Can we normalize sending the other?
Okay. This is something that's been going viral. Again, it went viral probably like in the summertime, and then it re-popped up. And I just want to say, if you sent Benny to a friend's house.
Hold on. You want me to react to the clip?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Money for play dates. So recently, my daughter had a friend over, and I asked her mom for money, and this is how it went. So after the play date, I text her mom and I said, thanks for letting Jamie play today. Please help out with your share of the expenses for the play date, totaling $15 via Venmo. Let's do it again sometime. Because I can't keep doing these play dates if it's so expensive. And she said, expenses? And I said, yeah, she used supplies and food while she was here. And this way we can do this more often without a monetary obligation on just one party, right? Makes sense.
Did she chat GPT that?
But she did say,
look at the invoice.
And of course I wrote them down. It was chalk, applesauce, fruit. She sat on the couch, so that's wear and tear. She actually broke a toy. She had three juice boxes. She went to the bathroom. She had yogurt. Then she actually sent the money, and I sent her a message thanking her for it, of course. She didn't say anything
else. Is this a joke, or is she serious?
This is real. This really happened.
Wear and tear on the couch? All right, so first of all,
if my daughter had a friend over,
you're a parent that's agreeing to take another kid with your kid on a play date, whatever you decide to take them, you're paying for it, and you're not asking the other parent to pay.
Exactly.
If it is a very expensive event, like I am taking them to a concert, I'm taking them to a Celtics game, I'm taking them...
In this way, we can do this more often without a monetary obligation. Still don't do that.
And if the parents offer, oh, let me at least pay for the snacks, let me pay for the concessions, you say thank you, but no thank you. I'm deciding to take your child somewhere, and I'd expect the same thing.
Thank you.
That's insane.
That's the craziest thing.
First of all, $15? Like, you want to have, I would pay $1,000 to not ever have that type of conversation with somebody.
Or even hang out with my kid, hang out with you anymore. I saw that. I was like, this is absurd.
That's probably what the lady did. She probably said, okay, here's your $15. You're insane. I'm not going to have this argument with you. And my daughter's never going to play with... She probably named her kid something fucking weird.
Wear and tear on the couch? That's crazy.
She actually broke a toy. Three juice boxes. Could you imagine being married to that?
Oh. would drive me nuts.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine her being an employee of yours?
Three trips to the bathroom. Charge the girl, take a tinkle.
I'm going
to
say it. I'm going to say something super controversial.
What?
And the internet might not like me for it. That lady should be killed. They should kill that lady. No?
That lady's the worst.
I mean, all right, I'll say it. We should kill that lady. I think we should kill her.
She needs a good punch in the face.
Yeah. I have to pee.
Where's that kid that killed the freaking healthcare guy? Yeah, Magnani. Send him after her.
Luigi.
Next. Louis Mignani. Send her. Is it Mignani? What is it?
It's Luigi something.
Gigolani.
Yeah, there you go.
Before we get into topic number two, I just wanted to say yesterday was Denzel Washington's 70th birthday.
I saw that.
And I know he's been a long-time listener of the podcast. So Denzel, and I bet you guys didn't know his name's pronounced Denzel, not Denzel. So Denzel, thanks for watching and being a supporter of the show. Like, when I found out that you were listening to the show, like, obviously, like, I almost cried. I was so excited.
Great.
But, 70, I can't believe it. Like, I hope you keep going until you're 100 years old and keep making movies, because everything you've been in, I love so much. And we really appreciate you giving your life to film and being an actor. And I think you were born to do it. So I know you're probably listening in right now. Again, thanks for listening, and happy birthday.
Do you know why he goes by Denzel?
Why?
Because he has the same name as his father. So when his mother used to say Denzel, they'd both go, what? So she started calling him Denzel and the dad Denzel.
Interesting. Denzel, email me and let me know if that's accurate.
I saw an interview of him saying that.
Oh, okay.
And do you know, in his iconic King Kong ain't got shit on me on that speech, do you know who's front row that just happened to be there out of luck to play one of, like, the guys in the on the cul-de-sac? Terry Crews. Wasn't even supposed to be in the movie. Went down to watch the filming, and the director's like, yo, you stand right here with a beater on. Don't move. Just stand there. Don't react. Just stand there still. Terry Crews?
Who's that?
He's, remember the movie White Chicks?
No.
Remember the giant diesel black dude that sings?
No, it's not.
What's the song?
And I need you. And I miss you.
Vanessa Carlton.
Yep, and now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Did you think time would pass me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just see you tonight.
All right, topic number three is... We can discuss it after, but it's kind of like a long monologue.
Okay.
So, and it's kind of a sensitive subject. Not really anymore. Slavery.
It is definitely.
Well, sensitive. I can tell you this: it's not funny. So I don't know why. There's nothing funny, Jackie. There's nothing funny about it. There's nothing funny about it.
I wasn't saying. Flick, why are you still? I look over to my right, and Flick's going like this behind you.
Flick hasn't looked up in half an hour. You say that. Flick looks up and goes.
All right. Well, first of all, I just want to say before I continue, there's nothing funny about slavery, Jackie, okay?
I didn't say there was anything funny.
Why'd you laugh when I said slavery?
Because like topic number three is fucking slavery.
What, you think we should just ignore what happened? No, all right. I'm just messing with you. But I think I figured out, at least, because I know slavery goes beyond Africans. Like, there's been slaves since the beginning of time. There's still people that are slaves now in the modern world, just not in the United States.
Right.
But I think I know why the white man from the United States started slavery, right? So we moved to America, right? And we're like, shit, we got all this land. We need to build stuff. Okay. We can't build it all, right? We need help.
Yep.
All right. Let's get on our boats. Let's go see if we can find places that are willing to come over and help us. And we'll give them, you know, some bonuses. Hey, we got this new country. You can come be a part of it. And so initially, they intended on just finding help. and they wanted people to be willing participants. And so they got to Africa, and they've never seen black people before. A couple black men came up to him from a tribe, and they were like, you know, obviously, like, shirts off. They're in their little, you know, hay skirts or whatever.
What?
African tribes, okay. Like, hundreds of years ago.
Yes.
And so right away, the white guy's like, Jesus, what are those?
White away.
White away. The white guy's like, how do you have, like, perfect abs and, like, such a defined chest? And the black guy was like, oh, I was just born like this. I'm just existing. Like, we are literally born with, like, a defined chest and abs. And the white guy was like, oh, okay, Jesus, that's lucky you. All right. So we're building stuff in the United States. We have this new country. We wanted to see if you guys would be willing to come along and help us out. But back to the abs and the chest, like, surely, like that must slow you down, right? Having all that muscle, that's going to slow you down. No, we're still pretty fast. All right, let's race. So the white guy and the black guy race. Obviously, the black guy fucking smokes him.
Okay.
And he's like, what the fuck? These guys are ripped and they're faster and stronger than us? This is bullshit, dude. All right, what do your women look like? They call a couple women from the tribe over and they see him from a distance. And they kind of squint in and they're like, what is that armor that they're wearing on their front and their back? And then they get closer. They realize it's not armor. They just have these big asses and these big titties. And they're like, what the fuck? Even the women.
A bodacious.
Jesus, these guys are so lucky.
Wait, is this just your, like, rendition?
Yes.
No, I figured it out.
Continue.
I figured it out, right? So then they're like, they're kind of, there's some animosity building. Some
you think this is normal?
What? Let them continue, because okay. I have a rebuttal at the end, but continue.
Okay. So there's some animosity building, right? And they're like, the abs, the chest, they're just born like that? They're faster, they're bigger, they're stronger. The women, holy shit. Look at those childbearing hips, right? And then they're like, all right, well, let's get down to brass tacks. We want to have, like, a serious conversation about bringing some of you guys over to help us. Obviously willing. We want you guys to be willing, okay? And the black
this
guys.
This is fucking stupid.
Continue. Okay,
the black guys were like, all right, well, in our tribe, it's customary that when we have any of these types of negotiations, that we do it in our sacred hot springs. So the white guys are like, all right, fuck it, whatever. And so they go to the hot springs, and the black guys immediately drop trowel. And the white dude is like, holy shit, there's a giant snake. Something's biting you. And then he realizes that that's his cock. And he looks at the other white guys, and he's like, fuck this, tie them up. They're coming with us. This is bullshit. And it's all animosity driven. It's because they're bigger, they're faster, they're stronger. The women have better bodies, and their dicks are bigger. So they brought them into slavery, and that's where the whole thing started.
You want to really know how we got slaves?
Sure.
Because we bought them from Africans that sold them to us.
Partly.
That you think we were? You think
no, the other half of you think is people, that
no
what
no 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 no. I mean, that's my theory. But what they say happened. Some of that went on, but some of it was just us going over there and grabbing them. It wasn't all.
Yeah? Oh yeah, dudes in their knickers, but this high with their puffy socks, going, let's chase them down. Not a chance. They got sold to us. We couldn't go chase them down.
You had guns.
Is it like a chicken or the egg kind of thing where they jacked? Before chattel slavery or after?
I don't know. I wish.
I mean, they were at the hot springs. They were jacked and had snakes in their pants.
Yes. So I don't know how we can.
No, that's my theory. It's like we went over there at first, like peacefully, and then we saw that they just are bigger, faster, stronger.
So how can we catch them?
The women. And then once we saw the dicks, we were like, fuck this. We're locking them up. You're building everything. And you're picking the cotton, you're doing all that shit.
Why would they want to bring them over to us? Keep them away from our women. Stay over here.
No, but they're, you know, they're going to be our slaves. We're going to show them, hey, you might have bigger cocks, but you're going to fucking do our work.
All right.
That's just my theory.
I'm surprised when we went over there, they didn't turn us into slaves over there. Oh, we got you. Now you're our slaves.
No, but I'm pretty sure they had harpoons and we had guns. We had muskets and they had, like, rhino spears.
You know how long it took to load a musket, though? Give me a second.
Hold on. You go over there with a ship full of muskets, and they were probably like, oh, cool.
I don't
cool.
like that word.
Musket?
Musket?
It's not, musk?
It's not muskrat.
Musk?
In the muff? Did you trim your muff?
Anyway, moving on topic.
What's the next topic? You sure you want to talk about slavery a little bit more?
No muffs?
I'm all set.
You think I'm on to something at least?
I think we're good.
All right, next topic.
You're getting close.
Can I ask why you have a terry cloth shirt on?
What's wrong with terry cloth? Is it the fabric or is it what the style of the shirt?
Your whole outfit looks awful.
Well, first of all, sweatpants because I'm in my living room. I'm not going to put jeans on and the belt because when you sit with a belt,
ow.
Not comfortable. I'm not going to put shoes on. And this is cozy, but you don't like the style of it?
Do you wear that often in your living room, that outfit?
No, I just think for the pod, like, obviously you want to, like, look a little cool. You don't think it's cool? Well, all right, the story behind this, all right, I don't think it's cool. I've never worn it outside these walls. So I've never worn it outside these walls. So maybe, like, 2 years ago, I was going to Tulum, Mexico, with some bottle girls from Boston. And, yeah, this phase I was in. I grew out of it. And so we were going to Tulum, and I'd never been to Tulum. So we're going to Tulum, and in preparation for the trip, I know Tulum's not Cancun. I know it's a little fancier. So I went on TikTok, and I typed in Tulum outfits. And this came up. This is actually my first and only TikTok shop purchase. So this came up, and I was like, oh, cool. And I could see myself wearing that.
You should resell that on TikTok.
Some linen pants, right?
Yeah.
And some sandals.
Yeah. You should resell that.
That must have been so hot in Mexico.
No, so I packed it. So I packed it, and I stayed at this place called Azulik. It's like the nicest resort in Tulum. It's like all tree houses. And I was getting ready to go to a club. And
you wore that.
No, the girls were in my room, and I was like, I need you guys' help on an outfit. And so I pulled it out with like a little hesitation. And I was where I was like, I didn't want to say like, oh yeah, fire, right? So instead I was like, yeah, I don't know.
You thought that was fun.
No, I thought it was.
Imagine it. Anthony's like,
I thought it was so sick.
You see the terry cloth outfit I got off a TikTok shop?
Oh, I like rubbed my contact out of my eye. Oh, fuck. Okay, so.
You're right.
I thought it was sick, okay?
Fix it.
And so when they were in my room, I was like, all right, I think this is sick, but I don't know if they're going to like see what I see. So I don't want to come out. I don't want to pull the shirt out and be like, sick, right? So. So first I pulled out like a nice like Amiri shirt and then some like jeans, some black jeans. And I was like, all right, I'm thinking about this outfit. And then I was like, but.
Hold on 1 second, ladies. Oh,
I got this hysterical. Other shirt and I'm thinking perfect for Tulum, right? But I'm not sure about it. What do you guys think? And I fucking did one of these where I went. And then this is the reaction. Almost scared. They almost like rethought coming to Mexico with me. Like, are we safe, right? And they looked at me like, yeah, no. Yeah, no. No. And then they kind of they felt bad almost. Like they didn't like laugh.
Loser.
They didn't even laugh. And I was just like, no, I thought so. I just, yeah. Nah. Maybe on the beach. Maybe on the beach, right? Like a beach. They were like, no, not on the beach. It's thick. What is it?
It's terry cloth.
I was like, yeah, no. It's more like a joke. I brought it as a joke.
That's so funny, dude.
Oh, speaking of outfits, why are you in that, Packy?
Yeah, why are you in a squid? We talked about Mr. Beast games, not Squid Games.
Because it just dropped season 2. Been waiting 4 years for season 2.
4 years? Really? It's been that long?
Yeah, it has. 2020. Came out
did they even say they were going to do a season 2?
Nope, but I was waiting.
And so you're so excited. You're like, all right, we're not going to talk about Squid Games in the episode, but I'm just going to wear the outfit.
It's actually pretty comfy. It's pretty good.
Do you wear that out a lot?
Sometimes.
It doesn't. Whenever I do that, like if I wear something funky where it's like I'm going somewhere just to make my friends laugh or something, but then I got to stop at a convenience store and get cigarettes, I'm always like, fuck.
Yes, I know.
Did you stop somewhere?
No.
With that? So no. You're just straight home, straight here?
Yeah, straight home, straight here.
Nice. Usually he grabs a gas station sandwich.
I
which
told
is
you,
fucking
I've been,
disgusting.
I've been sick. It ain't nothing hitting right.
Josh is ready for us.
All right, so what's the first game we're going to do?
Oh!
Right, so since we've been talking about games, Josh decided to come up with a game.
Trivia.
Okay, so we're going to do a trivia game, guys, and Josh is going to ask the questions, and it's whoever answers the fastest.
Okay.
Okay? And if you answer wrong, like, because you can't just be like, gorilla, monkey, Brett. So if you answer wrong,
you don't keep guessing.
The other two get an opportunity before you can shout out another answer. Right. And if all of us get another thing wrong, if we all get it wrong, then it's free reign again.
Got it.
And so we're going to keep track of points. So we don't have to write shit down. Just keep track of whatever points you get.
That's not going to be...
No, I'll keep track.
Can I have a buzzer going forward? Can we order buzzers?
We'll order buzzers. I'll go on Amazon right now.
Thank you.
Cool, nice.
I'll do it after. Ooh, who's this?
I love games.
Can I talk about the girl that...
No.
No.
But it's kind of crazy. All right, we won't talk
Still
about
gross.
It. All right, we won't talk about it. Trivia.
Who's breathing like that?
Packy.
What?
He eats gas station sandwiches.
It's because I'm sick.
Leave
me alone.
You said you're not sick anymore.
Yeah, but it's the tail end of the cold, dude.
I can't see that, so.
No, it's on. I'm going to.
Yeah, we don't need to see it. It's just a scoreboard.
Oh.
All right. Stupid fucking Titans.
Do we want to go down the line of categories or?
You can just like, go by
so
categories.
We'll go
yeah.
like. You pick a category, then Jackie picks a category,
cool.
and then...
No, we'll just do what you have.
Okay.
What you already have.
All right. First category is pop culture.
Okay.
Oh, I love that.
Here we go. This is going to be exciting. So...
All right. Name a TV show with a title longer than 3 words.
Days of Our Lives.
Dang it.
All right.
Dang it.
That's 4. 1 for Anthony.
I was going to go with Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
You would have had it.
Fudge.
Jackie, just blank. You had nothing came to you?
I think
Did any show come to your head at all?
Yeah.
What, Laguna Beach or something?
Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, good one.
Why didn't you say it?
I have high cortisol levels and I have brain fog.
Okay. Jackie's not going to do too hot.
1-0.
All right, next one.
All right.
1-0, Ant.
Name a character from a TV show or movie whose name starts with a K.
Kramer.
Yep. Got it.
2-0.
Damn.
Hey, you do have high cortisol?
No, I'm just retarded. It's a little different.
All right. Last one for pop culture.
Dang it.
Name a book that has been turned into a movie.
Harry Potter.
Oh, Mice and Men.
Jackie got it.
Yes, you did.
That was fast.
That was really fast.
That was very fast.
Thank you so much.
That was good.
That was very fast.
That was good.
When he said book, I thought of A Child Called It, because it's like one of the only books I've ever read.
What's A Child Called It?
It's like the kid that got like wicked badly abused by his mom. We all read it in like middle school. You never read that?
No.
It's a good book.
I don't think so, maybe.
Of Mice and Men was close enough.
Yeah.
Go look at the flowers, George.
All right, next.
All right, next is music. Category is music.
I'm not good at music.
Name a band or artist whose name has exactly 7 letters.
Beatles.
Ah!
Did you cheat?
No, I'm just fucking.
I was trying to say M.
So do you want me to give you? I'll reveal my trick after.
Okay.
When it comes to fast trivia. I'll reveal it after, so you guys can't
What are
use
you, a
it
fast
now.
Trivia king, and I didn't know this?
No, so when he says, name a band, right? Already be thinking of bands.
Of course.
Already be thinking of bands.
That's exactly
already
what I was
be thinking of it.
That's like natural. That's normal trivia. Continue.
All right. Name a song that doesn't include the word love in the lyrics.
One Wish, Ray J.
We gotta verify.
Oh, no. That has love in
that
it.
That is love in it.
Does it? Hold on. We gotta verify before you guys answer.
I got a next answer. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the
That's
ball game.
Song. What was the song?
One Wish by Ray J. Please play.
Because I heard love.
If I had one wish, you'd be my boo. I promise to love you. If I had one wish.
Yeah. All right.
Take me out to the ball game.
Wait, hold on. In one wish, Ray J came to mind for your first.
Because he said love. He said love song. I was thinking love song, but it doesn't have love in it. Hey. Don't talk to the guy that's winning the game.
Love, that's a great song. One Wish is a great song.
Oh, let me make sure Take Me Out to the Ball Game doesn't have it.
Oh, love me some peanuts. And
Mr. Kelly loves baseball games. So we're both out, right, and so Jackie has a chance. Right, Jackie. Name a song that doesn't have love in it.
The Jeopardy theme song?
That's not a song. There's no words in it.
It's no words. Yeah, you need to have lyrics. So wait, now it's free reign again.
Wait, that's not a fucking real answer.
All right, she was joking. Oh. Let her go again.
Okay, a song
that doesn't have the word love in it.
It's Buy Me Some Peanuts and Cracker Jacks, not Love Me Some Peanuts.
No, that's a whole song. So you might know what you chant at the baseball game, but it says...
Take me
Mr. Up. Kelly loves baseball games. Why? I know all the players. I know all the names. I was
504 boys. You don't have to say too much. By the look in your eyes, I can tell you want to fuck.
Is that the name of the song?
I don't know.
It's called I Can Tell. Hold on. Let me verify. Jesus, cover my balls?
It says, I got a woman, so I'm looking for love.
Bang! Oh. Dead Man by Gucci. Use a dead man playing games with this bread.
No, we don't sing the songs. What? That's part of the rules. Oh. Where you get minus a point.
That's not.
How does Take Me Out to the Ball Game have love in it?
Because it's not just the rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball. It's a longer song than just that.
Get off your phone, dude.
I'm looking up the lyrics to see if it's Gucci Man freaking...
No, that's what you have him for. Yeah, stop. You can't cheat, dude. I know he's cheating.
I got the lyrics to Gucci Man.
Flick, he's fucking cheating, isn't he? I'm not. Flick's doing yes, he is. Flick said you're cheating.
Playing games with this bread you and the red man. Fuck around and be a dead man. I'm an asshole. I do what I like to.
I don't see love anywhere.
Me neither.
All right, he got it. Packy got the point. Right, I just looked. He got the point. Packy's on the board. I'm not good. Oh, he's been on the board.
No, I haven't. That was it.
Yeah, that was one.
Right. It's because Take Me Out the Ball Game, I thought it didn't have love in it.
All right, last category.
Last music, right? Is it 333?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Music. All right, last one. Name a song that is one single word.
Blow. Lullaby.
What'd you say?
Blow.
Yeah, you gotta say blow by who?
Search it. Blow.
No. You gotta have a song. You gotta have a song. So I get an opportunity because you both.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Lullaby.
Hold on. I told you I'm not good at music. A song with one word?
Yeah.
One syllable, right?
No, one syllable.
You said lullaby. It's like eight syllables.
It's one. I know. That's why I laughed. Wait, what?
Single word.
Five.
No, four. No. I got it. Fuck.
Come on.
Jeopardy music is
perfect. Is it one?
You gotta give him a countdown.
One word,
Josh, take control. Give him a countdown.
Yeah, five.
Wait, hold on.
Three.
Is it one word? One.
Fireman, Lil Wayne.
Fireman. Okay.
Is that a compound word?
Fireman.
One word.
Fireman.
Is fireman one word?
Yes.
Wait. Let's search fireman right now. It might be two words.
Oh, okay.
No, it's one word. Good. What?
Just search it.
Fireman, fireman.
Damn it! It's one word.
What? I don't get it. What was the?
A song that the title of it is one word.
Yeah, lullaby. Everything's gonna be.
That's actually true. She got Lullaby first.
She said that, but she didn't say the artist. And Packy said Blow, and he didn't say the artist.
Yeah, you could. I could just say Green, and there's a song named called Green.
Oh, well, I can sing it, dude.
I can sing Blow,
too. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, but you have to say Blow by.
Oh.
No, I don't know. I don't know the song Blow. I don't.
The answer has to be the name and the artist.
Everything's gonna be
all right, what's the next category?
It's Rockabye, not Four. Even Lullaby.
Four. Don't forget to give my point.
Yeah, that was Anthony's.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I was wrong all across.
I don't want any arguments.
What's the scores?
4-1-1.
Last category.
Last category, and you guys can pick between food or movies.
I want both.
Movies. Let's do both. Let's keep going. Let's do both.
All right, okay,
both. Josh trying to kill the game quickly. No. Let's play.
Can you turn down the Jeopardy music a little bit? My ADHD is ringing.
Okay.
Yeah, she's blaming it on the Jeopardy music, Josh, but it's fine. That's it.
No, I like it on. I just don't want it. I just need to know.
All right. Name a movie that doesn't have the letter R in its
Blow.
Title.
Okay.
Give it to him.
Yeah,
give it to him.
Blow.
I'm just going to start screaming Blow now.
Well, then, but that's the thing. You only get one.
Yeah. Then because if there wasn't a movie called Blow, then we'd be screwed.
All right. Next one. Name a movie with exactly 3 words in the title.
He Got Game.
Oh, great movie, too.
Great game.
Good job. Good job, Ant.
I don't know how that movie. It's such an obscure movie.
But it's a good movie.
Great movie.
Last one for movies. Name a movie where the main character's name starts with the letter M.
Marvin Martian.
What?
You're out.
What movie?
There's a Marvin Martian movie, the Looney Tunes movie. And
is the movie called Marvin Marshall?
Marvin Martian. There's a Marvin Martian movie. Search Marvin Martian movie. There's a Marvin Martian movie. I've seen it before.
The main character.
And he's the main character. It's a Marvin Martian.
Matilda.
Good one.
I'm okay, giving it to Jackie.
This doesn't go to Packy. It goes
it's not going to Packy. That's not a movie.
Do Marvin Martian movie.
Well, you also, it's also when we're doing the research, it's a timeout because otherwise I would have, but we'll give it to you.
Do the movie. There you go. Hartwell O'Hare.
There's no movie called Marvin Martian.
Yeah,
but
Jackie
he's the main
it.
Character.
Jackie got it because you didn't say the name of the movie.
You didn't say the name of the movie. You just named the character.
You said name a character.
Name a movie
with the main character.
Oh.
Starts with an M.
Jackie got it.
This is fixed.
I like movies. Movies is.
We have to sweep the side on food here. One of us.
No, it's still movies, right? Or is it food?
No, it's food or sports or animals.
All of them. Keep them going.
No, I know, but which one next?
Sports. I need to sweep the side.
Sports.
I need to sweep.
Sports.
I need to sweep the
side. Sports. Can I see your vape?
Sure. Semi-coordinated.
This is stupid. Right,
you guys ready?
Oh, if I just lose this.
Name a sport that doesn't use a ball.
Hockey.
Got it.
Don't be a show-off, Packy.
What?
I almost said cricket. Because when he said sport, I just thought cricket in my head. I wanted
what?
To.
Name a team with an animal in its name.
Bears.
That's an easy one.
Sweeping them. All right. Name an Olympic sport that starts with the letter S.
Shot put.
Jesus Christ.
Damn. All right. So now it's Becky and Anthony.
The kid that's probably the least good at sports out of the three of us got the sports.
Not
category.
A chance. I'll bet $1,000 a ball in basketball.
It's always kids that like sat on the couch and watched sports that are good at the
My
trivia.
Dad's a gym teacher. I know sports stuff.
You got to set up that 1-on-1.
Smoke him. I'd smoke him.
What's he dad's a gym teacher? What capture the flag? Like what is what are you guys fucking
All right. Second to last. Animals.
Where's Jeffrey?
Name an animal whose name doesn't include any vowels.
Is a Y a vowel?
Sometimes.
What do you got?
Sometimes. Y is a vowel sometimes.
I'm just asking.
No, he had something and then he retracted.
Shut up, Jack. What do you have?
Nothing.
What, no animals in Southie? trying to think. Is a blythe an animal? B-L-Y-T-H? A blythe? B-L-Y-T-H? No, it's a place. Damn it.
All right. That was too hard.
I don't know an animal.
What are you doing?
Thinking.
You guys give up?
Yeah.
Yeah, we give up.
I don't know. What is an example?
Maybe like a lynx? I don't know.
That's an I. L-I-N-X.
Y-L-Y. But why sometimes a vowel? When is it a vowel sometimes?
Then at that exact moment.
Yeah.
Okay, what about my next one?
But the Y's are...
Yeah, stupid.
Yeah, that was... it's all
Sandra, that was
y.
stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that one's wrong.
Sandra's CBT is stupid.
All right, give us another animal.
Name an animal that is commonly found in more than one continent.
Cockroach.
Whale.
What?
That's an insect, not an animal.
It's still a living thing. It's still an
okay, so it could have said...
You.
It's not an animal.
You're
an insect.
Animal.
It's not in an animal.
And a whale,
a cockroach is an animal.
Isn't in continents. It's in the ocean.
That's a mammal too.
Right,
idiot.
But continents, continent, like.
yeah.
All right.
You're right.
So
you're right.
Water. Certain parts of the ocean belong to certain continents. Like,
but
if,
no, they belong to the great
but
ocean.
But a whale
no.
isn't in Africa.
No,
there's whales off the shores of Africa.
In the Atlantic.
The question was in the continent.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. If I'm on a boat in Cape Cod and I'm off the harbor, what continent am I on?
The Atlantic Ocean.
What continent am I on?
You're not on a continent.
You're in the ocean.
It's considered...
Off the continent. Off of the continent.
No, it's not.
Whatever. Okay, so then Jackie has a chance.
You have a chance.
I'm going to go with dog.
Oh.
Good one.
Gay.
Good one.
What kind of dog?
Pug.
Pug.
I love pug. Get one.
Hannah's pumped. Hannah's pumped, by the way.
All right, what are we on next?
Do you have a dog?
Yeah.
We should, you know what I was saying? We should have an episode where we bring our dogs.
My dog would eat.
To meet your
dog. My
dogs.
Dog would eat Anthony's dog. She's 75 pounds.
I'm asking ChatGPT after this episode about my whale answer.
Oh my God. Sandra. All right. Hey, Sandra. It's me.
Me again.
Name an animal that doesn't have the letter T in its name.
Snake.
Oh!
Jackie got it.
In the same boat there.
Well, it's not an animal. It's an amphibian, right?
Wait a second. Hold on a second. A python is a snake and it has a T in it. We won't go there though. We'll give Jackie the point. If it was closer, if you had more points, then I don't know. That's kind of tricky.
She has four now.
Because pythons are snakes and there's a T. So I don't know.
It's 5-4-5.
Kind of crazy.
Oh my God.
All right. This last topic is general knowledge.
Perfect.
Oh, I'm done for.
Name a word that starts and ends with the same letter.
Noun.
Oh!
That was good.
Fuck yes.
Damn it!
God.
Damn it! I don't like losing!
All right. Name a day of the week that doesn't contain the letter
N. Wednesday.
He didn't even... How did you just... Wait.
I guess
Tuesday.
I took a
Saturday.
Step.
Tuesday.
Packy got it. You were too busy arguing with me because I heard day of the week, so I just said, I'll take a chance. There's only seven, and I got it wrong.
Yeah,
it bit me in the ass.
Last question. This is general knowledge.
What's the score? I can't see the board.
It's 6-6-4. You're out.
I'm four.
All right, Jackie's out, but she's still got a chance. This last one is worth double points.
Thank you. Thank you.
No.
Look at Josh trying to get me in
Fuck
there.
Fuck it. Yeah, no, this, whatever, because if I get it right, then I win. If you get it right, then you win. So it's double points. So at least
Jackie can win if she gets it.
If
Jackie gets it right, there's a tiebreaker question.
Okay.
Okay, right. Good.
All right, here we go. Name something you can't buy at the grocery store.
Air. Paperclips. What?
I said
paperclips.
You can't buy air anywhere.
Exactly. Can't buy it. I win. You can't buy it.
No, that means an item.
It has to be a thing.
Yes.
What?
What did you say, Jackie?
Paperclips.
You can buy paperclips.
You can buy paperclips.
Okay, so I got a chance. You can't
I want everyone to go to Market Basket this week and buy paperclips.
You can.
You can. They have sections like that.
Or at
where
least
they
Stop
have,
and Shop or Shaw's, definitely.
So something that you can't buy at a grocery store. An escort.
You can buy air at a store.
Where would name the store?
A condensed can of air? Air duster? Air? That's air. I win. You lose.
You can buy air duster at a supermarket.
Okay, can you buy air in a tank for like balloons?
You're wrong. No.
I win. No, you lose. I win.
Air. Air. So you can buy air. You can buy condensed air. You can buy keyboard cleaner.
All right, search keyboard cleaner at the grocery store.
I have to pee.
Again?
Search keyboard cleaner Stop and Shop. Bet it doesn't come up. Bet it comes up at Walmart, Sam's Club.
You can buy food at Walmart.
Spray.
Well, keyboard cleaner is not really air. It's a chemical.
No, it's air.
It's a chemical.
It's air.
They sell it at Walmart.
Yeah, that's not a grocery store.
But that's not air.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not air, dude. So it's
nitrous.
Yeah, it's not air. Can you breathe? What happens if you breathe in air? Nothing. What happens if you breathe in keyboard cleaner?
Okay.
You fucking
okay.
faint.
Okay. Let's go oxygen. That's air. Oxygen is air. Can't buy that at the grocery store.
You didn't say oxygen. You said air.
Which is air.
That's not how you play
you
trivia.
You fucking lose. I fucking win. You suck.
That's
and I
not
don't.
Trivia. That that's not worst. How trivia that works. Yeah.
Air.
You Josh. Josh.
You could have said anything. You could have said gold.
Yeah. Josh, can you? Can we? Can we subtract a point for air? Let's so he tied.
Hey, excuse me. What's the tiebreaker question? Just so we can get it.
Wait for Jackie.
Fuck. What is it now? She won't get it anyway.
That was crazy.
Fuck
off, Jackie. I heard that.
I have neighbors.
They're in the party.
I don't live on a farm.
That was joking. South Boston, Pop Warner. Jesus. You can only imagine the parents in that section.
All right, yeah, no, give me a pack of the tiebreak question. Fuck it.
What is it?
Because we're not going to end on a controversy because I don't want any fucking...
You can buy air
you
at other places.
You can't buy air. Dude, you can buy air.
Yes, you can. Thank you.
No, you can't buy air anywhere. You can't buy air anywhere is what I said.
You just...
All right, tiebreaking question. Name a dish named after a place.
Kung Pao chicken.
Is Kung Pao a place?
Yes, it is. Kung Pao.
Kung Pao is not.
You could have said Shanghai.
No, hold on. Check not if Kung Pao is a place.
Is Kung Pao? Because
I think it's a style of martial arts.
I think it's a style of food.
Is Kung Pao a place?
Type in, is Kung Pao a place?
It's not a place. It's a famous chicken in China.
Fuck.
Okay. All right. So name a food dish that's what? Repeat the question, please, Alex.
Named after a place.
That's named after a place. Let me see. Coney Island hot dog.
It's a little... Eh.
No? Oh, that doesn't count?
Packy anything better than Coney...
No, hold on, Jackie.
Oh, yeah.
Jackie, food that's named after a place?
Habanera place?
I think in Italy.
Habanera.
What about the right, the explanation?
Where did you see that?
The explanation to the right. Right.
Oh, Wikipedia.
Yes, you're on the right. Doug, the column, there you go. There you go.
You just asked ChatGPT.
No, it's not.
All right, cheese. Place. Cheese.
Italian wedding.
Cheese.
Italian cheese. Wedding style soup.
Hold on, cheese.
Cheese?
Yep, hold on.
You just fucking cheated, dude.
How? No.
What do you mean you have your phone out? That's cheating.
I'm seeing if there's a town.
I go to the bathroom for 1 second,
cheese.
And all of a sudden you can use your phone during the game?
Town called cheese.
You can't just Google a town called cheese.
Is the dish named after the place?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So
Coney Island hot dog.
counts.
I feel like that is right.
That's technically a dish.
That's definitely a dish.
From Coney Island.
And it's named after, because it's a specific type of hot dog. Thank you. And I just want to, before we go on to the next game, which I'll explain in a minute, like, I know I joke around a lot, but, like, I can also be serious sometimes. I just want to, for the record, air is not something you can buy.
You can buy air.
No.
You can buy air. How about the old lady? I mean, you're going to be having to buy air soon when you walk around with a little tank on a string for all the cigarettes you smoke, asshole.
Yeah, but that's
I don't think you can buy those.
That's oxygen.
We just want to thank you for watching this episode of Nobody Cares Podcast.
What is air? What is air?
Oh, my God. Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air.
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 All right, next game, which is going to be hard. Josh is going to give us a category.
Okay.
Once we have a category, the three of us, on my 3, 2, 1, are going to try to say the same word at the same time.
All right,
and then if we can't say the same word at the same time, we look at, okay, what words did we say? And we try to think of the word we're all going to say next.
Okay.
It's usually done with two, which means it might take us a long time to do it with three.
No, we can't do this game.
Why?
Why not?
We'll move it to the Patreon then.
We'll play the game on the Patreon?
Yeah.
Sure.
We don't.
I like that. That was a good idea. I'll give you that, Jack. It's a good idea to have some sort of structure, topics, even though you didn't like my topics.
No.
And you laughed at slavery.
No, I didn't.
Nothing's funny about slavery.
Okay, nothing is funny about slavery. I was just saying your take on it was insane.
Oh, absolutely mind-boggling, but it's okay.
And can we, Jackie, between me and you, okay, for a second. This is just me and you talking.
Okay.
And I want you to give me your honest answer.
Okay.
Is he a little different today? Yes or no?
So I definitely think that someone told him that something about this podcast until
that,
like,
he needs to stick up for himself.
Yeah.
That you just let Anthony walk all over.
I agree. Like, so he's trying it out. Great.
No, I think that he should too. But the way he's going about it, it's like he's like a little chihuahua. It's like, all right, dude, you're sticking up for yourself, but get off my leg.
No, I like
but
it.
How?
You know what I mean? No. You can't dictate how someone.
You can't.
Off my leg. You're doing an annoying way.
I can't be a 250-pound chihuahua.
It's like, you stick up for yourself. That doesn't mean scream at the top of your lungs. That's not how sticking up works. Use your words.
My learning of sticking up for myself is being as loud as humanly possible.
All right. So if you guys want to see these two this week, more on the Patreon, we have another game.
Yay.
We're going to play it.
I like games.
Subscribers only?
Yes.
Are you going to do like a discount? If you join today,
it's $5.
Oh,
what do you want
the
fucking discount?
I didn't know. $5.
Half off?
I paid $25, I think.
Yeah, there's tiers, which is like you. The reason why you pay $25 is like, hey, I can afford the $5, but you know what? I love Anthony so much. I'll do the top tier. We'll do $25. I support him.
Because
I want him to keep this thing going.
Because
we got another, I'm giving it another 3 months. If we can't get the Patreon up to $2,500, then I'm fucking putting this money to St. Jude or something every month. 3 months is a long time, and I think with this new structure, we can hit that goal.
So do I.
All right.
Thanks for watching, Denzel.
That's it? That's the outro?
Thanks, Denzel.
Oh, yeah, again, Denzel, happy birthday, buddy. We love you. I'll see you on New Year's.
Hey, Josh, do you think we could AI, like, Denzel saying something about Anthony?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Why would we? He's a fan. We can just
this
call.
Yeah, I'll ask him. If he says no, then I'll be like, can I at least AI you?
This jive cool. Ass turkey Varela.
See, this is him sticking up for himself.
That's not me
hey,
sticking up.
Hey, Packy, Anthony kind of
just go.
Anthony kind of walks all over you in the podcast and like, you need to stick up for yourself. Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll call him a jive ass turkey.
That was not standing up for myself.
That'll work. That'll really
that's
hit him where it hurts.
That'll
really fucking get him to stop making fun of me. Let me call him a jive ass turkey.
That's not me standing up for myself.
All right. See you on the Patreon.
I got a hinge match. I'm revealing it on the Patreon. I'm talking about
who
it is.
No, we're not.